This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Law and Order S Review here on Fanversation. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by Taylor Gates. Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so excited. We're back on our regular date at a special time to talk about season 23, episode 5, Fast Times at the Wheelhouse. Yeah.
Obsessed.
If you are just joining us for the first time and you are in a situation where you need help, please reach out to Rain. Their number is 1-800-656-4673, 1-800-656-4673. They're an amazing organization. But Taylor, what does that spell?
It spells hope.
It does spell hope.
Sure does.
I miss Felicia interrupting you.
I know. I like don't have to fight anyone to say it this time. But I'm sad about that. I wish I could. I wish I could square with someone on this Sunday afternoon, but it's fine.
Felicia will be back next week. But for those who are here for the very first time, please be warned that on this show, we make jokes and they're not always funny, but sometimes they're offensive.
They're funny 50% of the time. Offensive 100% of the time.
I think they're offensive 95% of the time.
And funny 60. We'll give ourselves a little more credit.
I will say I already know I'm going to say something. It's rude. And I'm excited to say it.
This was such an episode.
It was such an episode. Before we jump into that, next week is the 500th episode. And we'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening with that later in the show. So stick around. But first, here's the quick cap for Fast Times at the Wheelhouse. The SVU faces the fury of social media fans when they arrest two popular influencer brothers. I don't know that I caught that they were brothers.
Yeah, well, they said, God, what was the quote? I have it somewhere. Something about the fact they're brothers written in my notes. We'll get there.
All right, well, let's jump into this. This is the first time that we've dealt with TikTok, actual TikTok.
Yeah.
And yet the interface looks nothing like TikTok.
They tried their best. Here's the thing. I'm actually going to give them some credit because they captured it not too badly. Like, sometimes they'll be like, yeah, this is, like, face-to-face, and it's just, like, so far off of, like, anything that's actually true or happening in the real world. They actually didn't do too bad capturing this vibe. I have to give it to them. I was, like, impressed. Did they nail it 100% of the time? No, but it was a pretty good percentage, in my opinion.
All right. You are a youngin. I trust your voice on this.
I was so nervous because it's SVU trying to do TikTok, but I have to give it to them. I have to give it to them. They did their research.
Well, this episode was written by Brianna Yellen and Brandon Feeney. And I'm going to make some assumptions here. I don't know either of these people, but I'm going to assume that one of them is a TikTok generation and the other is not.
Maybe.
That's how
well, the fact, we'll get to this, but having Jet come in there, genius.
Absolutely. Genius. It made sense. Because as we recall, Rollins used to be our tech person, like the young tech one. She's no longer that. Nor tech.
If Kat was still here, she could have played that role, but it's fine, I guess.
Yeah. That's true. I want to talk about Willa, this content creator, specifically because, first of all, I want to give a shout out to this actress. Willa was played by a Lena Torlamek. I don't know how to say your last name. I'm so sorry, Lena. But she was an amazing actress. I think she did phenomenal.
Me too.
That said, Noah claims that she's a dancer on TikTok, that that's what she's known for.
Here's the thing, though, Yale. Here's the thing. A lot of people on real TikTok also claim they're dancers and do pretty much exactly how as well as she did. So okay. I thought that just reiterated how well they know TikTok, honestly.
All right, I appreciate you, first of all, seeing exactly where I was going, and second of all, explaining it, because she was bad.
Yeah, so is most of the people on TikTok who are dancers. I'm not going to name names, but you know who I'm talking about.
I mean, I don't.
If you know TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
You're the Olivia, and I'm the Jet right now, and that's okay.
That's fair. Because I do, like Olivia, I can also be like, ah, yes, this thing. I'm aware that this was a take on the Hype House. I get it. But I'm not aware. Olivia in this.
It's true. And that's okay.
I want to talk also about Kevon, whose name was not Kevin.
Loved him. No, Kevon. Of course it wasn't. It was Kevon. Loved him.
I also loved him. I'm much more interested in his story. I think that would have been so much more fascinating.
Well, I didn't even realize he was part of the house and then left it until the end. Maybe I just missed something. Mm-hmm. But I was like, wait, he was in, like, huh? I thought that was a little bit random to add in at the end there.
No, you're 100% correct. It was not mentioned earlier. He just says he's not going to let her go in alone, which makes me think he knew what was going to happen. Made me wonder how involved he was, and then it turns out that he wasn't.
But here's the thing. They were talking all about, oh, I get bad vibes from them. Me too. Even if he wasn't part of this house, I got bad vibes, and I thought something was going to happen. Because look at them. Look at the attitude.
So let's talk about the boys. Yeah. Because I have to say this. First of all, the actors who played Tate and Liam are Jacob Winter and Connor Sweeney. And they were perfect douchebags. Like, it was so, their faces were like douchebags. It was amazing. I'm so impressed with them. But I have to say, Diggy Wheeler gave off real incel energy.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was absolutely going to be part of it.
And not only that, after Carisi yells at him, I was like, this man is either about to pull a gun or kill himself. Like, that is where this guy's going. And it was surprising that neither of those things happened. This guy,
I agree.
Taylor Trench is the actor who played him. I don't know this actor. I don't know his previous experience. And I wonder what he has done or what he's like. Because I'm shocked this didn't go into an incel territory conversation.
Me too. But I think that was purposeful because they do kind of latch onto the fact, like, oh, this is the only girl you ever liked. And then they stole. So I feel like that kind of makes sense. Like, even though it didn't go that direction, the fact that he had hints of that, I think was smart because it added to that whole section of things.
Mm. What did you think of the story in general?
I thought it was like very kind of straightforward, but I said, I think that they captured the craziness of TikTok really well. And the courthouse scenes where there's just like everyone on their phones and the jury front woman, like we'll get to that. But I mean, I thought it was just like a very solid telling of a TikTok story. It was like fun and because it's just so like, it's a bizarre world. And the fact that they can really play it up in the show too, it just makes it really fun to watch.
Let's talk about our new Bronwyn. This
For actress, real though.
The actress is Rachel Schur and new Bronwyn, hello.
It was so funny because I would see her in like the wide shots. And I was like, why is she smiling? This is a strange choice for an extra to make. And so I'm glad that it was like an actual choice that made sense. Because I was just like, this is such a strange way that this extra is acting. Like, I was really confused.
I will say, I think that the attention given to her was much more subtle than like Bronwyn, where it was like, clearly there's something happening here. And so to see her, I was like, wait, are we? I literally, at the end, I was like, are they giving us a new Bronwyn?
Yeah, I was like, who is this bitch smiling in the front row? This is a weird choice, but I like that it did connect to the end, or else you should have fired the extra if she wasn't supposed to be doing that. Because it was not super obvious, it was obvious enough to pique your attention.
Yeah, I love actually the way that the case turned out, because it does make sense. Like, I'll say this, the whole story of how this trial went down, the he said, she said, the videos, the internet, all of that made sense. Frustrating, but it made sense. And so the fact that she was, you know, didn't get justice also made sense. But I appreciate that they were like, turns out, jury tampering. I was like, okay, I feel better.
Yeah, because they're DM and the jury members.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
I have to bring up Swope, which is the lawyer, because I am positive that he works for Buchanan's firm. He is like a Buchanan protege.
Yeah, I agree. He had the same energy.
He had like nicer than Buchanan energy.
For now, he's younger. I'm sure he'll get there.
I would love to see him and Buchanan work together on a case. I mean, devastating.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that performance. I got to give him a shout out as well. Swope was played by Julian Elijah Martinez. And of course, we did have Jet undercover in the wheelhouse. I love
it. In the best outfit ever.
Okay, calm down.
It's a good outfit. I thought it was for the costume designer.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about how beautiful she was.
I mean, she is, but that was a great little costume the wardrobe people scrounged up.
I also love when they were like, how did she get in? And she was like, it was easy. You guys are
dumb. Those are literally stupid. That was amazing.
Yeah. Also, Ralisi sucks at hiding their relationship, apparently.
Like, badly. Like, not even close.
Yeah.
Freaking, what's her name? Willow was like, he really likes you. If Willow can figure this out, I'm just saying, I don't think Willow is probably the sharpest tool in the shed. Like, I'm sorry, but the fact that she caught on, that's just really says something.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of Ralisi in this. There was a lot of this ship.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say about that. I'm fine with it still. You know that I'm converted, and so I don't hate it, but I do like it better when they're sneaking around. I think it's a little bit hotter, but it's fine if you're going to be out in the open.
I'd like Benson to be like, hi, you need to like...
Yeah, she just like smiles. No, you need to say you need to go to HR. Yeah. Do your job.
I mean, I almost want her to be like, look, I didn't say anything when it was Amaro, but, you know, now it's... That said, when she was with what's his name?
Hayden.
Yes. She didn't say anything either.
It's true. They're all just constantly breaking the rules in terms of that.
Violating HR.
Yep. They do be doing that.
All right. There's also a little bit of crossover with organized crime, not just with Jet and Ayanna Bell, Sergeant Bell coming onto our show, but we do crossover with organized crime in that they are looking for a missing girl who has been trafficked. Let me fill you in on that storyline. So Benson asks Elvis to help. You may recall Elvis from season 22, episode 10, Welcome to the Pedo Motel. And he said,
that title still kills me.
I know. And he says, when I was protecting my neighborhood, I was racist. Now you want my help and I'm a vigilante. You know what? Shut up.
Just shut your face, please.
I'm actually really surprised that we saw him again. I did not expect that. And it's a choice. And then over on Organized Crime, Benson and Finn essentially just show up to sit in surveillance vans. And I can't imagine that that was beneficial to production on SVU to take the two leads that we are most familiar with and put them in a van for no reason.
Well, I did see the clip of that, and there's a bit of a fruity comment, so I'm going to let it pass.
Which comment?
Where she's like, oh, you're just now realizing how beautiful she is? And I was like, okay, I'll allow it.
That's fair.
We know my priorities.
That
was reference
to Sergeant Bell.
Yeah.
So
she should say that.
Yeah. Sophia in the chat says, ooh, throwback. I actually loved Live with Hayden. Her hair and their chemistry. EO's won a huge amount. Endgame. No.
I feel you, Sophia. I feel the same way. Okay. I like David Hayden.
Look, we could talk about Liz's exes
all day.
Yeah. But we've got other stuff to talk about here.
All right. All right.
Speaking of comments that we've gotten, we got a comment on our last video that I want to talk about from Kay Hirsch, who had a lot to say, but I pulled out some things I want to talk about. If you recall last episode, season 23, episode 4, Kay Hirsch says, a good point we made about how we didn't find out much about the ice cream guy, like possibly why he was doing this. Or anything about him. The time spent on inner department hoo-ha could be delving more into psychological aspects. Cough with Wang. With Wong.
Yeah, I wish. I miss him.
Yeah. Very good point. I will also say this other point that Kay Hirsch made was that the SVU OC crossovers aren't even so much crossovers as blatant intermingling. It feels like every episode, and I don't like it. 100% agree. OC.
Yeah, every episode is kind of a crossover now.
Organized Crime just isn't my cup of tea. I don't want to have to watch, but I also don't want to feel like I'm missing stuff. And then they say, woo, yell for keeping us up to date without having to watch. You're welcome. I watched it. The other storyline over in Organized Crime that is not even relevant, but Olivia was involved in it, is that little Eli is stealing Stabler's mom's pills and selling them.
Whoa, I clearly have not been keeping up because I did not know that happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first of all, they brought back Stabler's mom, which I think is wonderful. And then Eli is now stealing her pills and selling them.
Okay, chaotic. He has no kids who aren't kind of chaotic.
What?
I guess Maureen
was pretty
well. Yeah, you're right. Elizabeth sits there. Everyone else has gotten into some crazy shit.
I really want Kathleen to smack him upside the head.
I know. I love Kathleen. She's the best Stabler kid. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
So that's what's happening over on Organized Crime. Don't worry, you're all not missing much. That said, I think I said it last time, it is much better this season than it is in the first season. Did I say that last time or did I just tell you about it?
I think you just told me. That's okay.
Well, it kind of
all blends together. We treat this as like our personal little gossip sesh anyway, so it's fine.
Look, if I didn't say it last time, I will say season two of Organized Crime is much more interesting than season one because it is dealing with sex trafficking, which is an SVU case, and he's undercover, which is something we love.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a lot better this season. Anyway, also, there's a girl who's really cute. In addition to Jet, obviously.
Perhaps I go watch Organized Crime after this.
All right, let's get into some of our favorite lines from this episode. I will start because I have just the one.
Oh, I have so many.
I know. If the jury acquits, the wheelhouse fits.
That's incredible. I finally found the line where they say they're brothers. It's when they lock Tate's door and say, get ready to get some of their brotherly love.
Oh, I totally missed it.
Yeah. Okay.
Ew.
Everything Gucci over there? Amazing. I love the random line where Noah's on TikTok at the breakfast table and Olivia's like, once you post something on the internet, it stays there forever. That's such a random line because that's not the theme of this episode at all. And so why was it said?
As a reminder.
I guess, but you would think it'd be something with like the theme of the app, and that wasn't it. So I thought that was a little random.
I loved it. Because it's something that we forget.
I guess. I don't know.
I'll say this. Sorry, I want to talk about that scene real quick because we've talked about on this show a lot how it would be nice to see how she is raising a son because I think that that's so interesting. Especially because we've seen Stabler raise daughters and it's always been, you know, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. But it's so interesting now to see this is Benson raising a son. And so I do appreciate that, like, he was like, this is what you do, mom. And then
yeah, I like that too.
It was like, so you can't help her? She's like, of course I can help her.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
That was sweet. I just want to go to brunch now because it looks really good. Jets, I'm not entirely surprised. I got a bad vibe from them. I just thought that was such a great way to word that. It's not easy running a house like this. Like, he says that so seriously. Like, this is, like, the most important thing ever. I love that the YouTube video is titled The Real Story because that is so accurate for when there's some scandal and they're, like, breaking my silence. The truth. The real story. I thought that was so great. Such a great little detail. When the judge says TikTok, YouTube, I don't care what tube, it's like that's very much something some older judge would say.
Something I would say.
Yeah. One of my favorites ever because it was such a drag. I have a lot of experience auditioning performers for my house, and to be honest, she's not that good of an actress. Sorry, Willa. I was like, do you not think she suffered enough? That's such a roast.
Also, but you like her.
Right, bro, this is not the way.
She doesn't do, negging is not the way to get to her.
No, that's such a brutal line. They said she was toxic, had bad energy. Like, just the fact that they're using, like, Five's toxic energy. Again, like, it feels so true because those are buzzwords that are thrown around a lot. And then when she's talking about how they're having the new house, we're going to rebrand. Again, another great little buzzword. We're going to rebrand.
It's so funny that you're pointing out all the buzzwords because specifically in the video where the guys tell their truth, every word out of their mouth, I went, I don't believe that you would say it this way. Like,
it's the right
way to say it. It's, I don't believe that these two people, and I mean this politely, but I think those two guys are a different generation. I think those actors might be millennials, and it just felt weird. It's like when we had that Lakira who kept calling her mom's
mom.
It was like, yeah, I'm sure people do talk like that. This person does not.
I read it off as like kind of parodying the fact that all of like the apology videos are so scripted and not genuine and not like they'd ever say it. So I was like, okay, I'll allow it.
Yeah, but the way that they described what they did to her, they're using all of these terms that I don't believe would ever come out of these people's mouths.
That's fair. It was, I do think this was just a fun episode, though.
Yes, I agree. All right, well, those are the best lines. If you have any, let us know in the chat. All right, this, I do not believe, was ripped from a headline, but I going to be on
the stage. It was probably ripped from a lot of headlines because there's been a lot of scandals like this.
The question, I guess, now is, was there an assault at Hype House?
Not Hype House. I was thinking of the Jesse Smiles, Gabby Hanna. What's that one guy's name? Curtis Lepore, I think. This was a YouTuber scandal a couple years ago, but it feels similar-ish, if anyone's familiar with that.
I Googled that, and we've got how former Vine stars Gabby Hanna and Jesse Smiles' friendship unraveled in a multi-year saga on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a crazy, crazy case.
Interesting.
It's kind of what it wasn't exactly the same, but I feel like that's a really high profile, social media assault case that it could have been maybe taken from, but I don't know.
Interesting. I'm looking for this scandal for info for everybody, but it does not seem to be available in a quick read for you. Well, it is also possible that the root from the headline site that I used has not been updated yet. So.
Fair enough.
All right. I think it's time for the poll.
All right. Days ago, I asked everyone what your favorite Terrible Boss episode was, and we have a tie for second and a tie for first. So in second place, we have Confidential, which is season 11, episode 15. Honestly, all these episodes were good, so I'm not mad at any of them winning. And then tied for second is Lost Reputation, which is the season 14 premiere. And then in a tie for first place, we have Bully, Luscious Grapes, one of the best. And then the one we talked about on Friday, which was One More Tale of Two Victims, I think it was called. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I am shocked at that.
I mean, Bully should have blown it out of the water, but...
No, okay. I think I'm more surprised that last week's episode was
tied. That was good, though. I liked last week's.
And what are we talking about today?
We are talking about what your favorite social media episode is. Boy, there are some good ones. So I said comment below if it's not listed. But we have Quickie, which is season 11, episode 11. That's Anonymous Quickie. The app, which I think it was like the HIV scandal.
Yeah. So that's the one where this guy is just meeting people for hookups. And he's been just passing around AIDS. And then one of the girls who got it from him sprays acid on his face. Then his grandfather turns to him.
Anonymous Quickie is such a classic. We also have Intent, season 19, episode 9. That's one of Yale's favorites. That's the Instagram catfishing episode.
The catfish! It's one of my favorites with the monster. Oh, I love that one so much.
That's a classic. Honestly, all of these are good. I love it whenever they try to do social media. And we also have Turn Me On, Take Me Private, which was one of our favorites last season with the girl who was, live streaming and, people were, requesting in. It was the rape fantasy one. That one was very good. And then, of course, the one we just talked about, which was Fast Times at the Wheelhouse, baby. So we'll tell you where to find that in just a couple minutes.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a hard pull because...
I know.
Intent is literally one of my favorite episodes. I could watch it a billion times, but I also love Turn Me On, Take Me Private. Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah, those are all good.
Oh, Sophia mentions the one with, actually it's called Universe, Another Universe. Not Avatar, where they have to turn on the
star. Oh!
Another Universe. Yeah. That's such a great one as well.
I forgot all about that one.
Oh, no. I love that one. And that one actually is burned into my memories because of the soup on E or something where they showed a clip of it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like unearthing memories that I forgot I had.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Ugh, yeah. There's so many great, terrible... online things. Babes has a social media, right?
Oh, for sure. Where she's in the chat cafe telling her to kill herself. Debbie Mazur, what are you doing?
Amazing. All right, so we'll tell you where to find that in just a minute.
Bob is coming.
What did we learn?
I actually have a good one for this.
Oh, okay. Then you can go first.
I put a star next to when they were talking about it. I was like, I learned that. When Olivia is testifying and talking about how social media disclosures are becoming more common because it gives people like a sense of control, and how sometimes they wait like a couple of, you know, days or weeks ever after it happened because it was obviously traumatic and they're trying to stay on the good side of their attacker. So I thought that was a really interesting point that makes a lot of sense about how they'll like break the news first on their own social media, because it does, it gives them a sense of like controlling when who sees it. So I thought that was really cool that they decided to add that fact in there.
You're totally right. I think, yeah, that is very interesting. And it makes sense. I totally 100% believe that. What did I learn?
Do you want to join the wheelhouse?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to learn. I don't want to join a content house.
No, I would not do well.
Oh, I learned that they're brothers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Some of that brotherly love.
I learned that they're brothers. That's
Jake
what I'm going
and
with.
Logan Paul.
I'm going with that as my answer. But I think, you know, this idea of a content house is an interesting concept. The fact that they talked about how, like, because they live there, they're producing content 24/7. It seems miserable.
It seems culty. It seems culty. But this started, I mean, content houses have been around even before TikTok, like with Team 10 and YouTube, which is very interesting. I could give, this is like, if I had to give a TED Talk, like I could do it about this subject. I think, like, I have a lot of dumb knowledge about this stuff.
You actually, there are plenty of things you could give a TikTok, TED Talk about.
Like what?
I mean, I think, first of all, Twilight, but also about writing, because you're a wonderful writer.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. So I've Ted, listen up, Ted. I have about three topics. If you need some content, if it's Ted Talk Content House, I'm there for you.
Nice. I could do a Ted Talk about SVU.
Yeah, and you should. Let's go, Ted.
I don't need to. I have this show. Speaking of this show, we have some fun announcements. For those who don't know this, we are now available to watch on Spotify, so you can see us on Spotify, and that's cool. Hello, Spotify. Also, we are on iTunes, and we are looking for more ratings and reviews. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars, and if you do not like us, you can give us 4 stars, because the other stars are still broken. I've personally been working on it, but as we know, I'm not tech savvy enough to fix it. So
the IT team is really slacking on that.
Look, we don't pay
enough.
I appreciate it. Thank you for all the hard work. So if you give us 4 stars, you have to let us know what we could do better. That would be wonderful. Alice in the chat says, I wouldn't be surprised if those guys if those guys have gone to school, it would be Hudson U.
100%. No doubt in my mind be Hudson U.
Yeah. They would be part of that fraternity. Speaking of, the Chuck Mills episode was on.
Good one.
Yeah, and I was like, it's Chuck Mills. That poor actor has gone on to do other things, and he will always be Chuck Mills.
He's simply Chuck Mills. I'm so sorry.
And then what else did I want to tell everybody about? Not only are we available to watch on Spotify, but we have merch, and somebody purchased Justice for Snowball swag. So if you want your own Justice for Snowball swag, there's a link in the description below. And if you leave us a rating and a review on iTunes, we will read it here somehow. But here's the biggest news. Next week is the 500th episode of SVU. If you have not seen the promo, then, well, some spoilers, because they've already revealed a bunch of people appearing, including Danny Pino, and Kragen appears. Bless you.
Sorry. Thank you. I got so excited.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a lot happening next week in the 500th episode, and we want to do something special, and I don't know what it is. So I think we're going to do a iTunes comment to tell us what we should do special for the 500th.
Right? Yeah, let us know. I love that, yeah.
Because we want to do something special for you all and for us, really, to celebrate, because
this is half a thousand episodes. Let's just let that sink in.
It is the most episodes of any Law and Order, that's for sure.
You could watch this an episode every day and not be done for almost 2 years. That's unhinged, and I'm obsessed.
And now I want to do that, but I don't think I could watch just one.
Yeah, I mean, you'd get it done in like a month, but
I probably
normal that. People. Yeah, how one many, month is maybe too fast.
How many? No, do the math for me, people.
Okay, I got you.
What is the fastest I could watch this?
How many episodes do you want to watch a day?
I can three, watch.
Five?
I could do multiple. Look, you know those Sunday marathons? I've done them the whole day.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you average four. You could have done the 125 days.
Sophia watched season 1 through 17 in 6 months.
That feels right. That's like averaging two or three a day, I would think.
I could probably do eight a day.
Eight a day every single day?
How much time would I need to do that? Do that math for me.
Well, like 6 hours or something? Because I have 45 minutes. Yeah, 6 hours.
Great. Okay, 6 hours a day.
6 hours a day to devote to that?
I mean, during the holidays? I guess you can do other stuff. During the holidays, I have all the time in the world.
That's true. I think you should do it, Yael.
We'll see. I have to rewatch recent seasons because I haven't seen them as often or as many times, except for Turn Me On, Take Me Private, which I've seen quite a few times.
Really? I have like my random seasons I've seen like a zillion times and other ones I've seen like just a few. Like seasons 8 through 13 are like my sweet spot.
I want you to go back and watch 1 through 6.
Yeah, I should. 1 through 5. 6 I'm like more familiar with. Okay. 1 through 5 I her haircut is just so traumatic for me. Like, I can't even do it.
You've just got to get through them. They're so good. I don't know
that I can. It's true, but
they're so good.
But there's no babes.
There's other stuff. There's pure. Oh my god.
Yeah. Charisma. I think that's season 6, though. But Charisma's one of the best episodes ever.
Pure with Martin Short. Oh my god. Classic. It's... Oh my goodness, what season was this? 6. Such a good one. Look, I made us a list when we were looking to fill time because we were doing older episodes, and it was very hard not to write down every episode title.
I know. They're good. They are good. It's just been different eras, you know?
Yeah. There was actually, we're way off topic now, but it's there okay. was... I was just thinking about, I believe it is season 1, episode 3, or just look like one, with BB Newirth.
Models.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this. There's a moment where Stabler asks her, I think it was Stabler who goes, are we boring? Are you bored? Are we boring you? And she goes, a bit. And I
yes,
literally was thinking about that this morning. And I don't remember why.
So funny. They had some real zingers.
Yeah.
Those first, I mean, they still do, but they like didn't hold back at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough of us just chit-chatting about SVU. I want to say thank you so much to everyone who's live in our chat today. I know we're at a special time. I appreciate everyone who showed up. Thank you, Sophia and Alice, for chatting with us. And again, rate and review us on iTunes. Let us know how we should celebrate the 500th episode, because we really want to do something special. Maybe we should all be together. That might be what we should do.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, get together again, because we can do it. Again, we'll be back at our regular date and time, Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. That sounds right. all right. Until next time, Taylor, if everyone wants to keep up with you and other things you're doing and the poll, tell them about it.
Yes, you can find me and the poll on Twitter at @alphabet_, and you can also find me on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Amazing. You have other projects you want to plug?
I do. I write for a site called Show Snob, where I'm reviewing The Morning Show, which is a great time this season, and I think everyone would really love it. I also host a Twilight podcast called One in Forks. We're about to start Midnight Sun within these next few weeks, so get excited for that, because it's going to be quite a time.
Okay. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That is Yaeltygiel. You can find me actually tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time on the Electric Now app. You can also find all 16 episodes of the official Leverage Redemption After Show, a very distinctive podcast only on the Electric Now app. Also on Wednesdays, you can find me on the Hollywood Critics Association YouTube channel talking about whatever we've recently watched on a show called Hollywood Approved. Last week we had Yuriko O'Hara, who is a drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race, and they have a show on HBO called We're Here, and they were amazing, and it was so wonderful to talk about body positivity in the drag world. So check that out. Yeah, it was fascinating.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I think that's all from me. If you want to check out Felicia, she is on Instagram at @itsfeliciamichelle. She's also on Twitter every once in a while on @itsfeliciaonair. I think that's everything. We are so excited for next week's episode. But until then, please like, subscribe, do all the things you're supposed to. Okay, bye everybody.